4. The Universal Sensors. There are exactly 8 billion universal sensors in existence. These unique beings are the judgment of deity. They are not merely reflective of the decisions of perfection. They are the judgment of the Paradise Trinity. Even the Ancients of Days do not sit in judgment except in association with the universal sensors. One sensor is commissioned on each of the billion worlds of the central universe, being attached to the planetary administration of the resident Eternal of Days. Neither perfectors of wisdom nor divine counselors are thus permanently attached to the Havana administrations, nor do we altogether understand why universal sensors are stationed in the central universe. Their present activities hardly account for their assignment in Havana, and we therefore suspect that they are there in anticipation of the needs of some future universe age in which the Havana population may partially change. 1 billion sensors are assigned to each of the 7 superuniverses, both in an individual capacity and in association with perfectors of wisdom and divine counselors. They operate throughout all divisions of the 7 superuniverses. Thus, the sensors act on all levels of the grand universe, from the perfect worlds of Havana to the councils of the system sovereigns, and they are an organic part of all dispensational adjudications of the evolutionary worlds. Whenever and wherever a universal sensor is present, then and there is the judgment of deity. And since the censors always render their verdicts in liaison with perfectors of wisdom and divine counselors, such decisions embrace the united wisdom, counsel, and judgment of the Paradise Trinity. In this juridical trio, the perfector of wisdom would be the I was, the divine counselor the I will be, but the universal censor is always I am. The censors are universe-totaling personalities. When 1,000 witnesses have given testimony, or 1,000,000, when the voice of wisdom has spoken and the counsel of divinity has recorded, when the testimony of ascendant perfection has been added, then the censor functions, and there is immediately revealed an unerring and divine totaling of all that has transpired. And such a disclosure represents the divine conclusion, the sum and substance of a final and perfect decision. Therefore, when a censor has spoken, no one else may speak. For the censor has depicted the true and unmistakable total of all that has gone before. When he speaks, there is no appeal. Most fully do I understand the operation of the mind of a perfector of wisdom, but I certainly do not fully comprehend the working of the adjudicating mind of a universal censor. It appears to me that the censors formulate new meanings and originate new values from the association of the facts, truths, and findings presented to them in the course of an investigation of universe affairs. It seems probable that the universal censors are able to bring forth original interpretations of the combination of perfect creator insight and the perfected creature experience. This association of paradise perfection and universe experience undoubtedly eventuates a new value in ultimates. But this is not the end of our difficulties regarding the working of the minds of the universal censors. Having made due allowances for all that we know or conjecture about the functioning of a censor in any given universe situation, we find that we are still unable to predict decisions or to forecast verdicts. We very accurately determine the probable result of the association of creator attitude and creature experience, but such conclusions are not always accurate forecasts of censor disclosures. It seems likely that the censors are in some manner in liaison with the deity absolute. We are otherwise unable to explain many of their decisions and rulings. Perfectors of wisdom, divine counselors, and universal censors, together with the 7 orders of Supreme Trinity personalities, constitute those 10 groups which have been sometimes designated stationary sons of the Trinity. Together they comprise the grand core of Trinity administrators, rulers, executives, advisors, counselors, and judges. Their numbers slightly exceed 37 billion. 2,070,000,000 are stationed in the central universe, and just over 5 billion in each superuniverse. It is very difficult to portray the functional limits of the stationary sons of the Trinity. It would be incorrect to state that their acts are finite limited, for there are transactions of super-universe record which indicate otherwise. They act on any level of universe administration or adjudication that may be required by time-space conditions and that pertains to the past, present, and future evolution of the Master Universe.